Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The United States gets a new president today. Donald Trump is now headed to Florida. Joe Biden is set to be sworn in. Let's get more now in this live report. Here's our Glenn Schuck.
And Larry, it's already been quite a morning. The inauguration coming with D.C. on lockdown. 25,000 National Guard troops have been in place for days. State police helping out. The National Mall closed as we watch all the activity going on. It's still an amazing sight to see as we watch the American Constitution and democracy in action here. We're going to go right to the ground, actually, in D.C., where Alex Stone joins us live. ABC's reporter Alex Stone. We understand that the president-elect and Kamala Harris and Chuck Schumer and others gathering together here, and certainly what is a symbol of a new day in America. Talk to us about that, Alex, please.
Well, Glenn, that's exactly right. Here at St. Matthew's, the church where they have been getting together, bipartisan members of congressional leadership, along with the president-elect and vice president-elect, the elect will be going away in less than 2 hours. But as of right now, they getting ready for the ceremonies today, have been holding a church service for the past hour or so here at St. Matthew's. And any moment now, we expect these motorcades to take off and then to get ready and head over to the Capitol for what will begin unfolding there. But you're right. Security here is extremely tight. National Guard members and rings of fencing all the way around the landmarks of Washington, D.C. The National Mall shut down today. Instead of people, there are 191,000 flags on the National Mall, representing all of those people who would normally be there. American flags, state flags, territorial flags. We're in this year between security threats and COVID. There's nobody there.
And Alex, just real quick, maybe in a 30-second summary here, what do we expect to hear from our new president today?
Well, we expect it to be a message about coming together, about the country being in a rough time right now. You saw last night, starting with the ceremony for COVID victims, that this is going to have a different feel to it. This is not going to be the celebratory celebration that we would normally see. This is going to be about saying, all right, we can get through this with COVID and the division in this country and coming together and then moving forward.
We appreciate you, Alex, and the report from Washington, D.C. this morning. Alex Stone from ABC News joining us live from outside the church where the Biden family and Kamala Harris and her family and several other key leaders, including Nancy Pelosi, attended a church service this morning. Now, this comes, of course, as Donald Trump now has officially left the building, as they say, leaving the White House about 8:15 this morning, a send-off ceremony at Joint Base Andrews as well.
Say, you are amazing people. This is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president. The things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
And the president and First Lady Melania Trump expected to be arriving in Florida on Air Force One about a half an hour from now. As we get closer to Joe Biden taking the oath of office as the 46th president of the United States. It's less than 2 hours from now. I'm Glenn Schuck, live here in the newsroom. Larry?
And Glenn, just noticed watching here some of the video from Washington that the guests are arriving. The Obamas stepped out of their limousine, and moments later, the Clintons arrived. Of course, everybody is observing social distancing. All the chairs are spread out on the platform there outside the Capitol. We'll have complete coverage. Keep it locked to 1010 Winds. It looks like former Staten Island Congressman Max Rose has landed a job in the Biden administration. Reports say Rose will be a senior Pentagon advisor on issues related to coronavirus. Rose served one term in Congress, losing to Republican Nicole Malliotakis in November. Rose flirted with the idea of running for mayor. He announced his campaign, but then abruptly called it off a few weeks later. Governors and mayors all over the country are hoping the change in administrations will mean an increase in the amount of COVID vaccine they'll be receiving. Mayor de Blasio says the city's weekly allotment will run out tomorrow. He said this morning that 22,000 appointments already have been rescheduled. And he also says that sometime today, the city will reach the half million mark for doses administered. Governor Cuomo is eager to ramp up vaccinations. So is New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. New Jersey's Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli says the state is only receiving 100,000 doses a week and the demand is almost five times that. President-elect Biden hopes to get 100 million Americans vaccinated in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Uzma Syed is an infectious disease specialist.
There was so much effort that was put into the production of these vaccines. Unfortunately, there wasn't that much emphasis put into really preparing the public and educating the public on these vaccines. So whenever you have something that's new, there's always hesitation. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation that has been spread out there. And healthcare workers are people too, so they may be believing some of the misinformation that is out there.
Even if the pace of vaccination is ramped up, health experts say Americans must continue to wear a mask and practice social distancing. More than 9,000 New Yorkers are now in the hospital being treated for coronavirus. That's the largest number since last May. More than 400,000 Americans have died of COVID. That's more than the number who died in World War I, Vietnam, and the Korean War combined, and nearly as many as died in World War II.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.